Around 500 early childcare providers will remain closed today in protest at a lack of funding. They say that a new funding system introduced 2 months ago means that facilities which only offer the Early Childhood and Education Programme, or ECHI, are losing out. The protest is organised by the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, and its chairperson, Elaine Dunn, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we talk about your concerns, just to sketch in the background to this, first of all, who are the people you represent? What do they do?
So they run the early childhood care and education services. We also represent the full day care services and part-time services as well. And some of these services have also come out in support for the ECHE services. ECHE services runs for 3 hours a day, 15 hours a week, and they're completely government funded. They can't take any funding at all from parents whatsoever. So when the new core funding was introduced, it left them behind. It left a large cohort of them behind, unfortunately. And these services, we've already lost 80 of them this year. And we did a survey back in April, which clearly states that over 290 will be gone by June next year.
So but you're that saying that risen. 80 providers have actually left, have closed up this year?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. 62 in 2021, 77 in 2020, and in 2019, 77 as well.
So by the sounds of things then, from your perspective, this is an ongoing problem. It's not a problem that has suddenly arrived with the introduction of this new funding scheme in September.
No, absolutely not. ECHE services have always, always been underfunded. And that has been made very clear by many other groups as well. And we just can't sit back now and allow these lovely services to be closed down permanently by government, because that's what's happening. I mean, last year, our rural future document committed government to supporting services in rural Ireland, including childcare. But that's not happening. They're closing them down.
Now, the department says that officials have had a significant number of meetings with you, and that there is a sustainability fund for anyone at risk of closure, that they can apply for extra funding.
Absolutely, there is a sustainability fund there, and it's been there for many years, and it has now been opened to us. But unfortunately, even with the sustainability fund, it will not cover these services. It will not keep them viable and will not keep them open. Once you sign up to a sustainability fund, your business then looks as if it's in the black, and you can no longer get a loan for at least 5 years. You can no longer get a mortgage. So it completely damages those services, and that hasn't been made clear.
So just to be clear about this then, how much per child per week does the average provider receive at the moment?
€69.
Now, the department gave us a figure of €78 per week.
Okay.
So how's that difference explained?
Okay, so the capitation is €69 for an ECHE service. And if you sign up to core funding, you'll get the €78.75.
Okay.
Now,
so are some people receiving €78.75 and others €69, or how does that work?
So whoever signed up to core funding will get the €78.75, but they're lower than what we were on last year. So last year we would have had higher capitation of €11.25 plus a programme support payment of €2.90, which was given us €14.15 per child. This year, with core funding, we're getting €13.61. So we're running at a loss. So Minister Gorman hasn't put that out there. There's a great spin going on, but we are running. We are getting less this year than we were last year.
So what are you looking for then? What have you been asking the department for?
We've had many meetings with the department. We've had three protests and now we've gone to closures. We are looking for €76 per child in ECHE services. That's what we're looking for. And then the core funding on top of that would bring these services up to €85.75 and would quite possibly make them viable until next year, until we see what core funding is coming through next year for the service providers. It would keep these services open. €7 a week for these children will save these services. We have full parental backing. We have spoken to many parents over the last few weeks. We have a petition out there that's gone over 10,000 signatures now on it. Like, we have done everything we possibly can. And all we keep hearing from our minister is, we have not seen the data. I'm sorry, we have absolutely given him plenty of data. And then he said there's no evidence of these failures in their core funding. 500 emails. And I have boxes of letters from providers, thousands of letters from providers since last May, getting in touch with our minister and his department, telling them that they have failed and they are not listening. And that's very concerning.
We'll be talking to the Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, later on in the programme. But looking at the statement we received last night from the Department of Children, it doesn't look as though the department is for turning on this. So what do you do if there are no changes?
We are closing again on the 25th. And then we will take it back to our members then at that point, and our parents, because our parents are very much involved in this now. And I know that Minister Gorman got some emails from parents, and I saw a response to a parent, and he's just not getting it. But I would suggest that they come to a town hall meeting with providers and listen to what they're saying, because we have all of our parents backing us now. We have the whole country coming out and supporting us today on these closures. We don't just have a protest in Dublin. They're in Cork, they're in Mayo, it's in Sligo, Galway and Clare.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Elaine Dunn there of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. And as I said, we'll be hearing from the Minister and indeed from some providers later on in the programme. The time now is 23 minutes past seven.